Kilo Quebec 4 Echo November listening in. Is this, yes, it's time for you boys to get going.
Roger, Roger, Reed. You said your call so fast, I only got the Kilo Quebec 4 part. What's the rest of it?
Echo November. Can't quit without Easy Nancy. Or can't quit for Easy Nancy. Whatever.
Interesting way to put the phonetics. I'm sitting trying to think of something dirtier, but I haven't come up with it yet.
How you doing, Robert? Now, what do you, they call you Robert.
I normally go by Robert, and it's pretty much because my son was named after me, and he was Roman numeral number 2. So after his birth, everybody called us Robert 1 and Robert 2. So I pretty much stuck to the word Robert.
Yeah, okay, that's what I remember. Yeah, well, good to hear you.
All right, Mr. Reed, well, I put you down. I'm down as number 1 on the list, and I've got you as number 2. So ride along with us. I'm going to reach out and see if I can get some participants. So CQ, CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Oscar, and a Yankee looking for check-ins on the Saturday night Liberty Net, the real Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
Hi, Robert. This is Alpha 8, Oscar. I'm just
kidding. Mr. Bill, good to hear you. KO4FE, your radio sounded fine.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-Ray. Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray, and I believe there's a Mike Oscar in there, Bob.
All righty, Mr. Russ. How's that little dog doing?
I'm sorry, did you ask me how that little dog was doing?
Yep, I asked how that little dog is doing before I go look for the other call.
Oh, yes, sir. Doing fine. He's got a little bit of, I don't know what it is, a little bit of allergy or skin problems or something, and we took him to the vet, so the vet got him on a little bit of some kind of lotion to put in his ears, and I don't know, some kind of antibiotics there we're having to give him by oral means, but anyway, he's doing fine other than that. He's always had some skin issues there, but... other than that, I mean, you just look at him, you wouldn't know, but he constantly scratching himself or rubbing himself, and he doesn't have fleas or anything like that, but anyway, it's just some kind of allergies or something is what the vet says. So, and other than that, he's doing great, Bob, over.
Well, I showed my spouse the picture of you and your dog on your QRZ page. And she's a real animal person, and she just is looking at you like, this is my master.
he's a sport model. He, believe it or not, he even sleeps with me. Over.
Well, her cats will get in bed, but her dog stays down on the floor. So, all righty, Mr. Russ, I have you on the list. I got Mr. Bill as number 3, you're number 4, so let me look for a few more. CQ, CQ, this is KA8JOY for the Liberty Net. CQ, CQ, this is KA8JOY looking for check-ins. For the Saturday night Liberty Net, I see Miss Laura, N2JTT, and I'm assuming that N2IRJ, the net manager, is listening, so it's better to have her listening. She's cuter than he is. So looking for the check-in. Nothing heard, so let me open the door and we'll look at the other side. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arum Net, the Gold Liberty Thought I have to pronounce that word right. Mr. Marty said I say it wrong. So it's the Aram Net. Let's see. Let me pick up. Go to libertynetradio.org. Don't go to the other domains because your eyes will be burned from possible pedophilia. Let me continue. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me check again for some participants for tonight. QCQ, this is KAJOY.
I like that, Robert. You know, when I was in second grade, we gave that pledge, and I didn't understand the individual part, the indivisible, indivisive. Yeah, I didn't get that part till I was 100 years old. Okay, this is Reed, KQ4EN, and you said, yeah, I heard what Russ said about his puppy dog, and then you said something about an M2 person. I think she's female. And then, but Russ, let me tell you, I got a Chihuahua here that never. Evidently, his previous owner was a truck driver because he likes he wants to go in the truck with me all the time, and he follows me, and I'm not a. You know, there's people that don't have any business owning a pet, and I'm one of them, and I admit it, and I didn't before, but this guy, he hangs out with me, and same things happen to you, and he likes you, so you just live with it. It's KQ4EN.
All right, Mr. Reed, let me continue looking for LibertyNet check-ins. CQCQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Saturday Night LibertyNet. Hurry at the moment. I'm sure we'll pick up a few as we go along. Today I got the Epic Times in the mail. I really like that. And there's a front page, is Texas border crisis worse than the public were told? Reports revealed. I won't read the whole article because it's huge, but El Rio, Texas, in 1 week, 22,651 illegal aliens from 40 countries were apprehended in Texas, near the U.S.-Mexican border. According to a November 2nd law enforcement report issued by the Texas Department of Public Safety and obtained by the Epic Times, the reporting week encompassed the 7 days from October 27th to November 2nd. Again, 22,651 illegal aliens. And according to the previous week's numbers and a report from May, the numbers have been this high for months. Law enforcement arrested 48 fugitives, 13 gang members. In addition, more than 4,000 pounds of marijuana, 669 pounds of methamphetamine, 87 pounds of cocaine were also seized. Also confiscated were 27 handguns, 3 long guns, and more than $188,000 in cash. Now, I'm sorry, anybody that doesn't think that's a problem, 22,651 additional mouths to feed, people that we have to house, we have to give them their toiletry needs, we have to provide medical care. Yeah, that's a problem. And then again, they caught 48 of them were fugitives and 13 gang members that they know of. Let's face it, I'm sure some of them are clever and we don't know that. So that is truly a problem. I see Mr. Geary. Let me let go of the microphone before I start the list. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-Ray. You with us? All righty, Gary, you're not late. That's not a problem. So, anybody else before I start the list? This is KHAY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Hello,
Nothing heard, so let me start the list off with Mr. Reed. You're at the top of the list. Kilo, Queen, 4, Echo November. This is KJY. What do you have to start off with, Mr. Reed?
Oh, good. Oh, good. Great day at night. I like you guys. And, Robert, I appreciate your say-so. You mentioned Ron DeSantis. Man, he's my hero. Everybody loves him. They're picking on him to be the next vice president, but, who knows? And he wants to ship the illegals back to Biden's home state. That'll fill up the state of Delaware pretty quick. I kind of like that idea. He served time in Iraq, and he was in the Navy. I'm just figuring this out. He can't help it. That's just the way that man is, and he's making a name for himself. Everybody in the whole world knows about Ron DeSantis, and he's serious. It's serious business, and he's got a place in a seat in the governor's office down there, and he's making the best out of it. Bless his heart. And I can't say enough good about it. But I don't have anything. I brought up stuff on the internet here. I knew y'all were gonna be talking tonight, and I don't have anything other than poo. Whatever pops up, you can't trust it on. You can't trust it, and I don't know. I got Washington. I don't remember what's good and what's bad on the. Yeah, so. I don't know. Maybe I can come up with something on my next go around. But Robert, what's the best thing? You do a good job. You need to tell us. This is KQ4AN. I'll let you take it. See ya.
All righty, Reed. Well, you bring up a good point. That Florida governor is a good guy. And now Florida houses a tremendous amount of elderly people that have pre-existing conditions. However, he has definitely let them live their lives. It's a red state. He does not have all these restrictions. He trusts the people to be able to wash their own damn hands and do what's necessary. And he has some of the lowest, allegedly, COVID death rates. Everybody's going to die of something. And the numbers of people that have died in America per year have not changed that much because of COVID. In fact, there was less people died in 2020 when there was not a vaccination than in 2021 when there is a vaccination. So good old Joe Biden's not doing that good. Sleepy, sippy cup Joe. So good point there, Reed. Thank you. I'm going to move from KQ4EN, and I'm going to jump down to Mr. Bill. KO4FE, KAHJOY. Good evening, Mr. Bill. And I just saw Tony jumped in here, so I'll put him on the list. Mr. Bill, what do you have for your opening?
Okay. KAHJOY, the real Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Yeah, anybody want to go to that libertynetradio.org website, don't type in anything except .org, because you're going to end up on a website you're going to run into something that's involves a person that's on the Megan's Law website, which is for sexual offenders. So just make sure you get libertynetradio.org and nothing else. Okay. Well, folks, we are doomed. I'm just going to say it out. We are doomed. This country is doomed. And I'm going to give you some evidence for that right now. This is off of Zero Hedge. headline, poll finds public confidence in woke military is in free fall. Says a new public opinion poll featured in The Hill was found that the U.S. military's reputation is in free fall. The article said the Ronald Reagan Institute just announced that public confidence in the military has continued its precipitous drop. The Institute's November 21 poll found that only 45% of those polled reported a great deal of trust and confidence in the military, down 25 points in 3 years. The Institute adds, quote, an increasing number of Americans say they have little or not much confidence in the military, which is up 15 points in the last 3 years. The military isn't the only public institution suffering a bad reputation, but it's used to basking in public esteem. As a result, it may not know how to recover. And it goes back to the writer, says perhaps it should come as no surprise, given that especially over the past year, the Pentagon has devoted itself to the woke agenda, putting out recruitment videos that focus on diversity, acceptance, and LGBTQ++ campaigns. And then below that, it shows a U.S. Marine Corps banner with the rainbow colors, and it says Pride. I mean, you know the Marine Corps is going for this stuff. It's the military's finished. Said recently, God. GOP senators have begun to take aim at what appears a clear erosion of the military's old school values of toughness, overcoming odds, and forging strong cohesion in leaders. For example, last spring, the mainstream media criticized Senator Ted Cruz for calling out the dangers of woke and emasculated military. He said perhaps a woke, emasculated military is not the best idea, he wrote on Twitter, commenting on the video comparing Russia and U.S. military recruitment ads. Ron Dreher at the American Conservative said the declining public confidence in the military. He says you can blame Obama and Biden as well as the senior U.S. military leadership for the institutionalization of wokeness in the armed forces, and you can blame Trump for not doing enough to stop the madness. Word is getting around about what they have done and are doing to military culture. The brass is making enemies of the core people who serve. He says he points out that the vast majority of recruits come from southern states and red states based on the most recent data available. And this is why I say, as far as white people go, you need to just stay out of the damn military. I mean, you stay in that military for 4 years and you're going to have PTSD from all the propaganda and anti-white brainwashing and the woke-tard indoctrination, you're gonna end up with PTSD from all that. But anyway, goes on with the article. It says these populations already tend to lean conservative and toward conservative values, then enter a military where they are bombarded with official woke propaganda. Military, let them win the next war with the homosexuals, the women, and these so-called transgenders, which I call counterfeits. I'm tired of using that term. They're fake men and fake women is what they are. And then their next thing, there's a YouTube video that's they show what it compares to recruiting videos from China, Russia, and the United States. And in China and Russia, they're showing troops being trained, marching, firing weapons, showing off their weapon systems, marching in parades, doing the typical stuff that you do in the military, and then that compared to the American Army recruitment video where it shows a young girl who was raised by lesbian parents and was active in, looks like Antifa, and she's, you know, jumping around, and, you know, like she's going to whip somebody's ass, and it's just a complete joke. But anyway, the article continues. It says, as we've detailed in recent prior analysis, this is a process that's been building for the past decade or more. Over the past decade, federal military and intelligence agencies have increasingly embraced so-called woke campaigns and policy positions. Specifically, these government agencies have taken explicitly ideological positions in promoting so-called Pride Month and more recruitment of large numbers of gay and fake men and women, explicitly for the purpose of increasing so-called diversity. That just, diversity is just another code word for getting rid of white people. Actually, military concerns appear to be receding in the background, even as the U.S. military establishment has recently lost yet another war and blown trillions of taxpayer dollars. For example, as early as 2014, the CIA was bragging that it had participated in the D.C. Capitol Pride Festival for the past 3 years and it is active in advancing LGBT diversity and inclusion efforts throughout the intelligence community. More recently, the CIA in May 2021 released a series of recruitment videos clearly focused on recruiting personnel, which would allow the agency to check certain diversity boxes. But the Hill emphasis on the August U.S. pullout of Afghanistan, the evacuation chaos, which likely accounts for the military's declining perception. It was likely the chaotic retreat from Kabul in August, the first time the American people witnessed a defeat in real time, that pushed the poll numbers lower. Adding to that were the deaths of 13 service members killed by a suicide bomber at the gates of Kabul's airport as they worked to speed the humanitarian evacuation. Of the 13, 12 were in their mid-20s, and all were volunteers. Said, while there is no doubt that the Pentagon should long been focused on meticulously laying the groundwork for a viable Afghan strategy and pullout, instead the Pentagon was busy focusing on other things. And then it shows a video from Major General John R. Evans where he's babbling on the podium about gay pride and LGBTQ and all this other.
LMNOP.
I mean, this is at the top levels of the military. This is not a military that can win wars anymore, folks. I hate to say it. I was in the military, and I know there's probably veterans on the band, but this is total insanity, and you know, they're not interested in winning wars. I mean, that's really the whole point of the military, is to kill the enemy and win wars, not promote gay rights and diversity and encouraging fake men and fake women, all this other nonsense. I mean, if you just take the raw numbers, if you combine all these damn groups, they're probably, what, 2% of the military, and they're alienating millions of people. I mean, believe me, if I had a son, I'd tell him, stay the hell away from it. It's not going to be any good. And can you imagine going to war with these type of idiots running it? It'd be a total disaster. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Tankerville, KO4FE, KHLY. I don't have it in front of me, but I saw probably several weeks ago when I brought it up, it was the percentages of the transgender problem amongst the branches. And the Army had the most of it. But again, you're right, the percentage is so small. But the Army had the most, the Air Force was second, the Navy was third, and the Marine Corps, it was almost non-existent. But yeah, they, I'm sorry my son's not still with us because I would like to know the thoughts of the military. I've talked to some of his friends that are still serving, and they're all in the Corps, and they just basically say they don't have time for this nonsense. So hopefully we still have a fighting force that will take care of protecting this country. Over.
Yeah, Roger. And you know, it's not just this sexual stuff that's going on. It's also they're trying to weed out conservatives. I don't know, I guess they interview them and put them on a lie detector to see if they voted for Trump or they believe in traditional values and beliefs. And then I don't know what they do, give them an Article 15 or boot them out or put them into brainwashing training or what they do to them. But, I mean, they're just, the military has turned anti-American and most definitely anti-white, any kind of, anything traditional. They're against, you know, they're all in on the gay stuff, the fake men and fake women, the anti-white brainwashing. I mean, I don't know. It's just beyond belief. I just got the fear that, you know, if we ever have to fight a real enemy, not some third world country or some tin pot dictator in the Middle East, we're going to end up getting our asses kicked, but good.
Yeah, we don't want that. And with all the unrest between Russia fussing with Ukraine and China fussing with Thailand, unfortunately, we might see it here not too far in the future. So thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KAHJOY, down to Mr. Russ. KK4WX in the great state of Georgia, KAHJOY.
Okay, Robert, I apologize. I always called you Bob, and I guess that's my mistake. I used to have he's been deceased for quite a while now. I used to have an uncle who was named Robert, and of course we all called him Bob too, Uncle Bob, Uncle Robert, whatever. And my name, Russell, I know you're one of the few ham radio friends who call me Russell, and that is my real name, by the way. My name is Russell, of course, and that's what my family and all my close friends and stuff call me. But for whatever reason, I guess I started using Russ on the ham radio many, many years ago. I guess I've been in this game now about 38 or 39 years. And, you know, back in those days, you started out as a novice and you started using CW. You never even was allowed to plug a microphone up until you learned your ABCs and everything and learned how to communicate with CW. Boy, those days are long gone, aren't they? But anyway, you know, the deal is with CW, the shorter you can make it, the better off it is, or the more you're going to get across. So you spell everything kind of in a short hand type of a way, which you CW operators all know that. And I still operate CW just about every day, and I love it. I always will. Probably go to my grave sending and receiving CW. Any of you guys that don't have the skill, I'd highly recommend it. I think it's good that I wish that they had kept that. I really wish they had kept it as far as it being a requirement to get your ham ticket. Because if anything, I think it kind of weeded out all the undesirables, all the people who like to get on and they like to quorum and one thing or another. And these people, they never had really, as far as I'm concerned, they don't appreciate their ham license or their ticket. Otherwise, they wouldn't do that and take a chance on jeopardizing something. Bill, I just wanted to comment. I agree with you on the military deal. One of my best friends is still working for the U.S. Navy, but on the contractor side. When he was in the U.S. Navy, of course, he was a UDT SEAL, and you know, they had to go through a real, real extreme kinds of conditioning and training and all this, and he's kind of working as a consultant, as trying to recruit people who really want to come into the Navy and become SEALs. And he tells me all the time when I talk to him, he said, "You just couldn't believe what kind of pick there is out there nowadays. It's awful." He said, "There's just nobody really. They don't know what they don't know what it's about and all this and that." But anyway, he's all the time complaining about the quality. And I noticed, you see these commercials that they talk about giving to these disabled vets and all this and that. And I'm all for that. But now they've started putting one on with this woman, and she doesn't look like she's got a scratch. As a matter of fact, she's kind of obese and overweight. And she, I don't know, I don't guess there's anything wrong with her, but you look at all these other disabled vets on there, and they're missing their arms and legs, and sometimes both arms and both legs. I mean, they're terrible. But this one woman, she's kind of obese, and then she just, I guess she's, her problem is PTSD or whatever they call it. And she talks about operating a 50 caliber machine gun on top of one of those vehicles that has those things mounted on. But, you know, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. She shouldn't have been there in the first place. I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm towards any women. I love women, but I think they've got a place, and I think the men have a place. And I don't think it belongs in the battlefield. I really don't. I don't think women belong in the battlefield. And it just really disgusts me when I go through Fort Stewart and I see all these women getting off of the bus at the firing range with their fatigues on and toting M16 rifles or M4 carbines or whatever you want to call them. It's just disgusting to me. But anyway, I got a little piece here on the recording that I want you to hear from a guy that was making a speech during January 6th. He was a lawyer for Trump, and I think it's good and worth playing. So I want you to hear what he's got to say. His name is John Eastman. So this is KK4WX. Let's see if I can get this thing queued up here. Okay, let's see here. Where's my... Yeah, there it is.
Pending before the Supreme Court that identify its chapter and verse, the number of times state election officials ignored or violated the state law in order to put Vice President Biden over the finish line. We know there was fraud, traditional fraud, that occurred. We know that dead people voted. But we now know, because we caught it live last time in real time, how the machines contributed to that fraud. And let me, as simply as I can, explain it. You know, the old way was to have a bunch of ballots sitting in a box under the floor, and when you needed more, you pulled them out in the dark of night. They put those ballots in a secret folder in the machine, sitting there waiting until they know how many they need. And then the machine, after the close of polls, we now know who's voted, and we know who hasn't. And I can now, in that machine, match those unvoted ballots with an unvoted voter and put them together in the machine. And how do we know that happened last night in real time? You saw when it got to 99% of the vote total, and then it stopped. The percentage stopped, but the votes didn't stop. What happened, and you don't see this on Fox or any other stations, but the data shows that the denominator, how many ballots remain to be counted? How else do you figure out the percentage that you have? How many remain to be counted? That number started moving up. That means they were unloading the ballots from that secret folder, matching them to the unvoted voter, and voila, we have enough votes to barely get over the finish line. We saw it happen in real time last night, and it happened on November 3rd as well. And all we are demanding of Vice President Pence is this afternoon at 1 o'clock, he lets the legislatures of the state look into this so we get to the bottom of it and the American people know whether we have control of the direction of our government or not. We no longer live in a self-governing republic if we can't get the answer to this question. This is bigger than President Trump. It is the very essence of our republican form of government, and it has to be done. And anybody that is not willing to stand up to do it does not deserve to be in the office. It is that simple.
I got the voice.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. But anyway, That pretty well says it, and this is KK4WX Friday, and there's no doubt about it that we had a tremendous amount of fraud going on in the November 3rd election. We also had fraud going on in January as well, especially here in Georgia when we had the Senate runoff, the runoff for the Senate race, and Raphael Warnock won the Senate race here in Georgia. If we don't get rid of these machines, folks, I don't know. I just don't think we're ever going to be able to beat, we're not going to be able to have a country anymore. I really believe that. And if any of you guys or gals are not listening to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com on weeknights, and Mike Lindell network on streaming on live on the internet. If you're not watching that, you're really missing a treat and the truth. He's got a guy that's on there. His name is Brandon Howe, and man, has he been good. He's really been uncovering a lot of what's going on. And even more, even about this this jab, this so-called jab, this shot, it's not really a vaccine, and these mandates, and just on and on and on. I tell you, we've got to take our country back, and we've got to put a stop to this. It's just about to get out of hand. If we don't get rid of these machines, I don't know what's going to happen. Here we got them in Georgia now. They brought these Dominion voting machines in, and I don't even think our legislatures voted for them. The governor and the secretary of state took it upon themselves to put them in place in the bomb, and they paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for them. My goodness, paid millions and millions of dollars for what? So that we could get our elections stolen from us. How much sense does that make? Anyway, back over there to you, Robert, and hope you were able to copy me okay. KAHJOY from KK4WX, over.
Roger, roger, Russ, KK4WX, thank you for that recording. Yes, those Dominion voting machines are definitely a problem, and it is one of those question marks. Will we ever have a fair election again?
KCAKTN, Niles, Michigan, checking in.
KCAKTN, right?
Yes, sir. Name here is Chuck. I've checked in here before, and I agree with what the gentleman's saying.
All righty, Mr. Chuck from Niles, Michigan. I've got you on the list. I'll be seeing you in a few minutes.
K
Boy, we got a lot of static over here, a lot of noise level, so I'm barely pulling you out. Normally, I get you really good.
Well, while you're waiting for your turn, maybe grab an SDR somewhere if you have a computer, and the SDRs can really help.
Copy that. Thanks for letting me join in. How well are you copying me?
I have you about 15 over S9, so you're making a decent trip here to Akron.
Copy that. Well, I'll take a standby, and thanks for letting me join in, and God bless all the people out here listening, and God bless you, and God bless America, and I'll stand by, my friend.
All righty. Thank you. Mr. Russ, that was a good recording. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
No problem. No problem, Robert, and I'll tell you what, he mentioned Vice President Pence. And I have to say, what a disappointment. What a disappointment Vice President Pence was back then. And something else that I did not mention, and I want to mention while I've got the mic here, Ashley Babbitt. I don't know if everybody's heard of Ashley Babbitt by now, but why is it that they will not release the tapes that videos all of this stuff that was going on? It clearly shows that the law enforcement and FBI and everybody else was involved, and that they were even arming people with things like hammers and stuff like this. So this has already been pretty much proven. But why is it that they're not releasing the tape? Why aren't they doing that? Why aren't they investigating Ashley Babbitt's murder? She was clearly murdered. She was murdered by one of the Capitol policemen who had no reason whatsoever to kill that woman. She was not doing anything.
That's right.
To anybody. She was unarmed, and not only that, she served our military in what fashion, I'm not sure, but I know she was once in the military too, which again, I don't necessarily believe
in. 14 years in the Air Force.
She was in the military, and she served our country. So why is it that nobody wants to investigate the death of Ashley Babbitt? Also, all the January 6th people that was locked up in Washington, D.C., and there's nobody whatsoever that's doing anything about it. And the Biden administration and the Justice Department is continuously keeping them in jail, and they've got them in a real, real bad way. It's terrible living conditions and everything else, so... got to be done. Anyway, back over there to you, Robert, KAJOY from KK4WX.
Roger, roger, Russ. Well, I have two comments to what you said. One, there's a video of three Capitol police officers against the doors where Ashley Babbitt was, and they're kind of talking to the protesters. No one's hitting them. No one's pushing them. They're just protecting the door. And then the one officer taps the other officer. He taps the third officer. They walk away from the door. Then a couple of the protesters start beating on the door. Ashley Babbitt apparently gets up on that window area, and she's shot and killed. Why did those three Capitol police officers text it just before she was shot? They don't seem to answer that. And I got to throw this out. I brought it out on Wednesday. You mentioned about the shot. I think this is interesting about good old Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the President Joe Biden, told USA Today that Santa is ready to dole out presents to kids around the world after receiving his COVID-19 booster shot. It's quoted, Santa already has great intimate immunity, Fauci told the paper ahead of the Christmas holiday. This year he is even more protected because he has been fully vaccinated with the booster. Santa will be just fine and is good to go. My God, is there nothing that these people will lower themselves to spread this BS? It's really kind of amazing, but good old Fauci and his ouchie. With that being said, I'll clear with KK4WX. Thank you, Mr. Russ. I'll say hi to Miss Laura and to JTT. And from there, I'll go down to Mr. Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray. Mr. Gary, good evening.
Are you with us?
Or Mr. Bill, do you hear him?
I don't hear anybody down here, Robert, so I don't know. Nobody here. KCHKTN, are you on frequency? KK4WX for relay? Nothing heard down here, Robert. Over.
All righty, thank you. I'll pass and catch that on the second turn. I'm at the bottom of my list. Do I have any new check-ins or late check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Please come now.
KD0RSA.
KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, good evening. How are you doing out there in Nebraska?
Well, we're setting zero listeners, and I agree with everything I've heard so far. KD0RSA, back to Bob Moore.
Roger, Roger. What's the temperature out there? We went from 64 degrees at 11 o'clock this morning. We're down to 36 now. What's it like out in Nebraska?
Right now, we got about 32 degrees. 32 degrees, over.
Any snow on the ground?
We had an inch of snow last night. We did get up to 35 plus this afternoon. And it did melt quite a bit of it because the ground was warm, except in shady spots. If there was a tree there and snow under it, why, it's still there, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Mel. Appreciate it. Let me see if I can get a late check. This is KAHJLY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Bob, I thought you had a Laura was going to check in.
Well, she checked in on the net logger, so I know that they're listening, but they don't have a transmitter set up yet, which I wish Marty would get off his butt and do that, but they listen on a computer through an SDR.
Okay. Well, I'm a pervert. I'm a dirty old man. I'm kind of looking forward to Laura checking on.
Yeah, she's got a pretty voice on the radio, and it's worth seeing her in person, too, so. All righty, Mr. Reed, I will be with you in just a moment. I'm going to kick off another article. This is from the Epic Times. The headlines, I won't read the whole article. Justice Thomas's moment arrived as the Supreme Court reviews the abortion right. So I'll just read the first couple paragraphs. The article is long. It's time to retire Charles Baudelaire's famous, what is this, altruism, that the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince you he doesn't exist. A century and more after the destruction of the European Christian civilization during World War I, the world has had ample opportunity to admire his handiwork, from the killing fields of Flanders to the killing fields of Cambodia. If God seeks souls, Satan requires corpses to slate his omnipotence against humanity, and he certainly harvested plenty of them, right in plain sight. He's still harvesting them, of course, only this time the butcher's pole is less visible. But the argument before the Supreme Court last week regarding the progressive's favorite diabolical sacrament, abortion, we may finally come to realize that the devil's greatest trick was convincing the women of the post-Christian West to murder their own unborn children. The decision will be announced at some point in the current term, most likely in June, which will be in 2022, when the court goes into summer recess. The case is Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health Organization, which will decide the constitutionability of the 2018 Mississippi law that bans abortion after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. Lower courts have thus far blocked the law on the grounds that it violates Roe versus Wade. This is in 1973, the worst court decision since Dred Scott in 1857. I really don't know what that one is, so I'm going to have to look it up. This case won't necessarily lead to the the abolition of Roe, but with the enforced first step in rolling the issue back to states and recognizing that the Constitution does not, in fact, have anything to do with the say of abortion. Even if Roe was overturned tomorrow, abortion would still be legal for time in all 50 states. But at least then, the issue would be restored to a legislative, not a judicial process, and the residents of several states would once again be free to choose, so to speak. Now, it's interesting, the leftist, the Biden administration, is really pushing for a woman's right to decide on what she does with her body. But if you remember, this is the same Biden administration that's mandating you to get the spousey outie. You can't have it both ways. This is so amazing. So, with that being said, let me start over at the top of the list. I'm going to go to Mr. Reed, KQ4, Echo November. Mr. Reed, what do you have for the second round? Mr. Reed, KQ4, Echo November.
Yeah, that's good timing. Bob, I'm going to call you Bob because everybody else does. It's easier. And I heard from Bill and Russ, and it's great. And, Gary, I can hear you good, and the Michigan station, Chuck. What I need to complain about? Yeah, January 6th, that sucks. That was a frame-up for trying to frame Trump for some wild stuff, and I agree with what Russ was talking about. That's a bad story about Stacey Abrams. She tried to lie and rob the election, and then Mark Meadows recently, he says, I'm not gonna agree with the Nancy Pelosi say so about January 6th stuff, and he's right, because they won't release the videos, and some of it, I've already seen some of it. You see the police, you know, waving this way, everybody's seen that. So, you know, you can't believe what they're saying. I want to hear what Bill has to say about this, because he seems like he blurts it out there. It's factual. I don't believe Nancy Pelosi, whatever. I don't believe anybody in the Democrat Party. And Hillary lost for a reason. And Barack Obama's DOJ has lied from 100 years. You can't trust the FBI. You can't trust the Department of Justice. You can't. And you can't trust the media. And everybody knows it. The whole world sees it. And so, yeah, that's what we're dealing with. So, here we go. And you can't lie. It don't laugh, you know. My dogs are cutting up back here. But it's going to be found out. Just like the Russian collusion and all the lies the media is telling, they know. They're going to find out. Okay, I'll leave it alone. KQ4EN, that's my say-so.
All righty. Well, let me say two things, Mr. Reed. One, I was trying to get Santa to stop by Nancy Pelosi's house and sit on her chimney and poop down her chimney. That's my first request. I have a photo on my phone that says Santa makes a quick stop at the Nancy Pelosi house and crap it down her chimney. And the second one is, you can call me Bob, you can call me Robert. The girls at the gas station here in town, by my initials, they use B, F, and G. So that doesn't bother me. My people who are 42, 45, and 50 from my late wife's side, they all call me Uncle Bob. So any of them will work. I just started using the Robert when I got into law enforcement, and I kept using it. All my business cards and that say it. So that is not a problem either way, Mr. Reed. With that being said, let me clear with KQ4 Echo November, and I'll run down to Mr. Bill, KO4 FE, KAJOY.
Go KKAJOY and the real Liberty Net. This is KF4FE. Well, Bob, I don't know if you guys saw that interview that Tucker Carlson did with that feminist, where they were talking about that. You've seen the articles about that guy who was a swimmer, and then he decided he was going to pretend to be a female, and they put him in the women's swim competition. And he set two records. He's blowing them out of the water practically. They won one race by 38 seconds. They were talking about that. They had this liberal feminist, I can't remember her name, it'd be easy enough to find on YouTube. But anyway, she was upset because she was complaining about, well, this is going to put an end to women's sports, and this is bad. She wasn't in on the so-called transgender movement because it was hurting women. I don't know. To me, Tucker was way too deferential to this woman. And he made it a point to say that she still identified as a liberal Democrat. And I'm just sitting there almost seething while I'm watching this interview. And I'm sitting there thinking, here's this woman who's a feminist, still a feminist, still a liberal Democrat. And what have we heard for 30 years? Men and women are equal. Women don't need men. Women can do anything a man can do, and most of the time they can do it better. All men are crap. All men are pigs. Men can't do anything right. The patriarchy, all this stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, how can you be mad when your ideology is just doing what anybody with half a brain would have seen it could do? If you say that men and women are the same, then what makes the difference if a guy competes in women's sports? Shouldn't make a difference, right? Men and women are the same. Women can do everything a man can do, and most of the time they can do it better. Why would you complain? It shouldn't make any difference. But it just goes to show the duplicity of these feminists. They're all okay with all this stuff as long as it works to women's advantage, but whenever their ideology turns around and gives them an outcome they don't want, then all of a sudden it's bad. But she's still going to be a liberal Democrat. You know? I believe in making these people live with the consequences of their decisions. That's why when I look at videos of San Francisco and I see some people complaining about crime and I have all these drug-addicted bums all over the streets and people defecating in the streets and urinating in the streets and masturbating in the streets, I'm like, I just laugh. I just think, this is what you clowns vote for. You voted these people into office. Why do you want sympathy? I say choke on it. Vote for more of it. Same thing with New York City.
That's right.
In New York City, the people there got to be bipolar or something. You know, they voted for David Dinkins. Then what, after he wrecked the city, then they said, well, we had enough of that. We're going to get Rudy Giuliani in there. So he straightens it out. Then they decide, well, we don't like that anymore. Now we're going to vote in de Blasio. And he basically turned everything back to David Dinkins. Crime, bums laying around, you know, all these lockdowns, the city's in chaos. Same thing with all these other liberal cities, Seattle, San Francisco, all over the country. And I just laugh at these people. I don't want to listen to their whining and complaining because you are the fools who voted for these politicians. They're just doing what you voted for, so I don't want to hear your crap.
Me too.
I hope it gets worse in San Francisco. I hope you get more bums on the streets. I hope you get more drug addicts laying around, more criminals being let. I think it's time that we stop listening to these liberals complain or feel sorry for them and start holding them to account. And when they get on, or these feminists get on TV whining and complaining, tell them, this is what you voted for. F off. You got exactly what you wanted. So we're not giving you any sympathy. I get tired of listening to these whiners from these liberal cities or these organizations, these feminists, where they stuff starts coming back to bite them, and now they want sympathy. I don't give them no sympathy. You live with what you voted for. You know, it's like a guy that, decides to start drinking a fifth of liquor every day, and then he gets cirrhosis of the liver, and then he wants to blame everybody else for it, and, get sympathy. You know, if he was rational, I know a guy that drank himself, overdrank, and he's got fatal liver disease, and when I talked to him for the first time, I'd seen him in months. He admitted. He says, I did it to myself. He says, there's nobody else to blame. Well, you know, I feel sorry for him because he's in the condition he's in, but he admits what he did. He had some tragedies in his life, tragedies he had nothing to do with. They were just things that happened. Had a son get killed in a tragic car accident, and that kind of pushed him over the edge. So it wasn't even totally his fault, although he was the one that bought the alcohol and drank it, and he admits that. He doesn't blame it on anyone. But these liberals, they do this crazy stuff. They vote for these woke, tarred, cock idiots, and then they turn around and want sympathy when everything's going to hell. I don't give them any sympathy. You know, if they get on there and say, you know what, we made a big mistake. I don't know what the hell we were thinking voting for de Blasio or whatever these politicians in San Francisco. You know, we're never going to do it again. And, we're changing our ways. We got fooled. We were stupid. I might have some sympathy for them. But when they still want to call themselves Democrats or liberals and then whine about bums in the streets or addicts setting up tents in front of their houses or criminals terrorizing the cities or what have you, I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to hear it. So anyway, that's my bloviation. So let's get into some news. This is UK Mail. This shows you what's going on in the damn schools. Once again, it's the goddamn schools. They never stop. Headline, 500 school districts across the U.S. are using so-called cultural competency screening for teachers about their political beliefs and how they incorporate so-called gender diversity and what they've done to be more anti-racist. And remember, anti-racist is just a code word for anti-white, so don't be fooled for a minute about that statement. I'm not going to read the whole article, but I got the bullet points. Listen to this. School districts in the U.S. have began screening applicants' political ideology. So if you're a conservative, forget it. You're going to get kicked out of teaching what few there are that are left. A Massachusetts school district is asking teachers how they combat anti-racism in their personal and professional lives. So it's not even enough to just go in and teach all the students the same. They're looking into your personal life. A district in Maryland asked applicants how they would incorporate students' race, gender, and sexual orientation in their lesson plans. Why is that even relevant? Teach the damn lessons. Make sure the kids learn. You don't have to bring race, gender, and sexual orientation into it. Another district in Indiana asked teachers to tackle income inequality and says they are free to, quote, grow as an employee if they have trouble talking about race. Well, I have no problem talking about race, so I don't need to grow. I've grown over my life quite a bit, and I've learned a lot about race, but I don't think it would fit in with what these teachers are talking about. It says critics say these so-called cultural competency questions favor liberal and woke views. Well, do you think? Is there any question about that? This is just, this is just suppression. This is the equivalent of cancel culture for teachers. If you don't have woke-tard views, they're going to show you the door. But anyway, here's some possible good news here. The Gateway Pundit. Report: Vatican source claims Red Francis is dying and will not survive beyond 2022. 2 days ago, Pope Francis blasted European countries over their border policies as tens of thousands of economic migrants were once again flooding into Europe. Francis visited refugees in Greece earlier this week. Francis says it's distressing to learn of proposals to build walls and barbed wire as a solution for the displaced people seeking help. This man is dangerous. A Vatican source told Newsmax this week as Pope Francis is dying and will not survive beyond 2022. Well, let's hope that report's true, because the sooner they can get rid of this destructive, demonic bastard, the better. I mean, if he doesn't destroy the Catholic Church, which I'm not a member of and I don't care about, but in the extent that it's a Christian organization, there are decent people in it. But I think the top leadership of the Vatican is totally rotten and corrupt. And this Pope Francis, Red Francis, as they call him, is just the leader. He's the talking head. You know, Pope Benedict got in there, and he wasn't great, but he was, you know, he was half, at least he was much better than this guy, and they manipulated him into retiring, probably threatened to kill him. I don't know. I've heard a lot of stories about that. He's still alive. There's no reason why he didn't have to retire due to health reasons. They forced him out because he wasn't a communist. So anyway, let's hope that this report is true, and maybe they won't get another blatant Marxist, white-hating Marxist in there. Maybe they might get another one like Benedict. At least he might slow things down a little bit. But this Pope Francis is a really a rotten individual. I hope this report is true. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KAHJOY. You mentioned de Blasio, and I have to tell you about an article that was on last night. They're talking about taking the heroin needles and moving them to Harlem and helping the drug addicts get their shots with clean needles, so that they don't pass the diseases around. And even Al Sharpton made a comment and said, well, this is just too radical for, you know, why do they got to always bring it to Harlem? So even the left is eating the leftover.
Oh, yeah, they will do that every time once they get power. They did the Bolsheviks did the same thing in Russia in 1917. When they took over, every nut job, leftist, far out kook from around the world, all the perverts, and even what you would classify as feminists and free love advocates and pedophiles and everything flooded into Russia, and they started destroying Russia even worse than the Marxists were. The Marxists had to get rid of them. They said, this, if we let these people continue to spread their influence, it's going to destroy the revolution. So it was the Marxists that got rid of some of the kooks, because they knew they were they were going to end up causing the Bolsheviks to get thrown out, so they had to get rid of them. So that's the equivalent of Marxists going against what at that time was their era's totally insane woke-toward idiots. They had to ended up having to get rid of them or run them out of Russia.
Thank you, KO4FE, K-A-H-J-O-Y. I'm going to move it down to Mr. Russell, KK4WX. What do you have for me for round number two?
K-A-H-J-O-Y. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia.
Good copy all the way around, folks.
Good comments and...
Whipple, another good one. Couldn't agree more with a lot of what you said there, especially about the feminists and whatnot. Seems like whatever they have, they're not satisfied. So anyway, they want to wear the pants.
So. That's what we call it down here in the South. We call it the woman wants to wear the pants in the family. But anyway, I did want to comment first of all to and send a message up there to Laura N2JTT and also Marty N2IRJ. I do appreciate the headphones on the browser called Brave. I was having trouble live streaming the broadcast from frankspeech.com or Michael Lindell's channel, and also InfoWars. I would start watching them and whatnot, and then all of a sudden it would just stop, and it would start, I don't know what you call it, but more the little circle thing in the middle, just the picture video stops, and the thing just goes to, I don't know if you call it streaming or what, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about if you've ever experienced it. And this was just continuously off and on all the time. And I had suspicions because I was running a check on my internet speed and all with the online checkers to see how fast my internet was, and it was way above what it really anything that might cause problems or whatever. I mean, I shouldn't have had any problems at all. And so my suspicion was that something was going on with these browsers. I was using the Edge, Microsoft Edge browser, and also Google Chrome. And I can't remember which one it was, but one of them just absolutely stopped it. And then they said it brought a message, and I actually took a screenshot of it, and it said that the source could not be strained or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it brought up a message saying that something, for whatever reason, could not be strained, which or played or whatever. And I knew that something then was going on. So when you guys told me about the other browser called Brave, I downloaded that, and I've been using it ever since, and guess what? I haven't had the first blip. I kid you not, I haven't had any kind of interruptions on anything. So any people that, you know, like to watch live broadcasts, they might be controversial. I mean, we know Big Tech is censoring these sources. So you might as well go to some kind of source or use the tools that you can watch these live streams with over the internet instead of using these other browsers that's going to highly censor what you can watch. So by all means, try the browser called Brave. It didn't cost me a dime. It didn't cost me anything, and it really works good. And I was also looking at some reviews on it, and they said that out of all the browsers, that the Brave browser was really, really top notch. It you know, not spying on you and all this and that kind of stuff, and letting it, you know, it would stop all these additions that was coming on, like these ads and whatnot, these junk ads and stuff. So it's spam and everything else. So it sounded good to me, and so far so good. That's what I've been using. Now, I still use the other browsers a little bit because that's what I have my email and all on. But I tell you what, when I get all my bookmarks and everything else switched over to this Brave, I don't think I'm going to use anything else because, folks, we're being spied on. There's no doubt about it. We're being spied on. We're being censored. And, you know, we've got to turn around and just fight back. We got to fight this stuff. But anyway, to Marty and Laura up there, I do appreciate it. Appreciate you passing that on. And I remember that you guys had mentioned something like that before. And by the way, I do use the DuckDuckGo search engine. And it seems like the DuckDuckGo search engine is one of the few search engines that when you type something like InfoWars or whatever else you might type in to search, they're the only ones that'll bring it up. And a lot of the others are censoring the information. It's same with all these, with a lot of the Christian networks that I watch and stuff. It's the same way. They're censoring these people. So we've got a real problem in this country. The liberals, the leftists, I call them outright communists, are censoring. They're putting judges in these sensitive, very powerful positions, and they're not even wanting to listen to certain cases and whatnot when we have fraud and in our elections and all kinds of other things, just like Obamacare. Look at Obamacare now. Now we can't even get ivermectin. We can't even get ivermectin from most of our pharmacies and whatnot, and our insurance doesn't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay for it. Why is that? It's got something to do, I bet you, with Obamacare. Now, I don't have Obamacare, but I've got whatever my wife has, and so. But now all of a sudden we can't. It's ivermectin has gotten scarce as hen's teeth, and it's not because it's not available. It's available. It's just the insurance companies will not pay for it. They won't pay for it, and then the pharmacies are wanting to charge an arm and a leg for it. It's ridiculous. So anyway, back there to you, Robert, and I hope you're able to copy okay. K-A-8-J-O-Y from KK4WX, over.
Roger, roger, Mr. Russell. I'm sure that Laura and Martin heard you talking about it. I'm waiting to see her type in the window here to see that they did copy that you're using that brave.com search or browser. So thank you, sir. And I will say hi to Miss Laura because she's next on the list, and to JTT and N2IRJ. And that'll take you down to Mr. Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha X-ray. Over.
Okay, Bob, KAHJOY WB2JAS, and thanks for being listening and recording. I think I'm not sure who does the recording. But anyway, all right, let me just jump in here a little bit. Jump in here on some of the stuff that I wrote some notes on. There was a program on RT. Most folks don't like RT, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, the Fonz, Steve Gruber runs that farm program, Forgotten America. The Michigan Blueberries, he's a farmer out there. It's called Patriot Foods. And this is a warning to everybody that's listening, shortwave radio folks, and we better start buying local, because the Chinese have taken over one of these, where is it there, Smith Farms, I think it was Smith Farms, the, under a pseudo name, and they took that over, but... Yes, owned by a front company. China owns them, and they're buying up all the farmland they can get. So, I was in the Aldi's, local Aldi's, and I looked at the blueberries that coming in, and I said, oh, boy, nice package. And I didn't have my glasses. I asked somebody, can you tell me where, can you read where these are from? A little tiny word on the bottom someplace in the folder or something. Is Peru. This is what that Steve Gruber is talking about. Peru. How the hell can you, and it was $1.99. So how the hell can you come up with Peru blueberries? And even the farmer, Patriot Foods, he said he can't ship from Michigan west because it cost him too much money. So somebody tell me, how in the hell can we get produce from Peru, and it's all funded by the damn communist corporations around the world. Anyway, I brought that up the other day, or I forget when, but anyway, I just want to make another statement about our illustrious Trenton, New Jersey. They didn't allow the people to come in, so I don't know what's going to happen this coming Monday. They're supposed to be back, but who the hell knows? But as far, I think, Bob, you mentioned ivermectin can be purchased over in Canada. I'm not sure, but if anybody needs that, you can get it at the farm place. What is it there? Anyway, you can get it there. You just got to cut the dosage down for a 200-pound or how much ever you weigh. Tractor Supply, I think they handle it. But just take care of your own self, and the hell with all these other baloney vaccine horseshit. And I'm sorry, I just get pissed off at all this. Yeah, my daughter was, I told you last Wednesday, my daughter got it from her brother, my son, about this. All the court systems are saying, you can't mandate this stuff. It's not legal. And they do it anyway. KAHJOYWB2JAX.
Thank you. WB2JAX, KHOY. I'm going to yell at you, Mr. Russ. Laura wrote down, Russ, we're glad that the Brave is working out for you. Over.
I'm sorry, Robert, I didn't hear that. Go up and say that again, over.
On the AIM window, Miss Laura wrote, she's glad that Brave is working out for you.
Roger, Roger. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that relay, over.
All righty. Let me jump down to Chuck. I didn't hear him on the first round. KTN, KAHJOY. You with me, Mr. Chuck? Nothing heard. How about Mr. Moe? KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, are you still hearing us out there in Nebraska?
KD0RSA, KAHJOY. I'm still here. Anyway.
I just got it today.
Yeah, but it has the
nativity thing on display at 40 state capitals
this Christmas season.
Well, 40 state capitals, we're supposed to have 50, I guess, the way I understand. What's wrong with the other 10? I would say they're probably, where's the preachers in them other 10 states at? They ought to be able to do something on the side just to put up a scene at the Capitol, I would think. Unless it's a communist Capitol and they're objecting to it, I would think the preachers would raise enough stick to at least override it. But then I don't know. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Only 40 states are putting up Christmas scenes of Christ. That's the way I understand it, according to the picture. That's the way it shows. So I'll just turn it back to you, Bob. KAJYKD0SA, over.
Alrighty, Mr. Moe. Yes, I see that on the front page of the Epic Times. Nativity scenes on display at 40 state capitals this Christmas season. And if we remember correctly, there's 50 state capitals. So that is very sad. Thank you, Moe. KD0RSA, KAJY. Let me go down to a new gentleman that jumped in here, Mr. Bob from Grindston, Pennsylvania. He says he's only about 11 miles or something from Mr. Bill. So, Robert, Kilo Bravo 3, Papa Echo Tango. Good evening.
KAJY, got a light copy on you. I'll copy me there, Roger.
A little bit light, but I do hear you. I'm assuming this is the first time we've spoken.
Well, probably the first time I've spoken to you, but I've been on this net before there, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Well, your signal report's about a 5.6, 5.7, so I'll give it to you to tell me what your thoughts are.
I got your signal report, but the rest of it got lost in the noise. Anyway, I'm just riding along listening. Anybody that needs to get ivermectin, I don't know where you live in the world, but Tractor Supply.
Yes, because they use it for ringworm and everything else, even in human beings. And like the other gentleman said, you definitely need to use the amount for the body weight there, Roger.
Roger, Roger. You can also order it from a place called Canadian Pharmacy, but I have to admit, I have ordered it twice, and neither order has arrived.
Roger on Tractor Supply.
Yeah, my sister ended up with the COVID, and she found a bunch of doctors down in Florida that will do a video conference with you and send you a button and ivermectin through the mail, and that works too. Now, me and the wife, we both had the COVID. I'm not really worried about it. I quit going to the VA because the freaking morons want me to get the jab, and I told them, you can take that jab and stick it where the sun don't shine there, Roger.
Roger, Roger on that. Well, I don't know what branch you served in, but thank you for your service.
I was in the United States Army, 63 Charlie Wheel and Track Vehicle Mechanic there, Roger.
Roger, Roger, Bob. Well, thank you. Hang around. We're going to go through the list one more time. Over.
Roger, yeah, the guys at the air. Wow. I mean, it seems like short range is working on 75 tonight, not long range. Anyway, KB3 back. Back to
KAAJOI. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank
you. Let me see if I have any late check-ins for the Saturday night Liberty Net. I don't hear anything new, and Bill brought this up, so I'm going to throw it out.
You want to make sure liberty@radio.org. But there's an operator, I think it's a pedophilia operator that has an expired license, and I just have to read what he wrote in his little blog about Victor was the control operator for 40 years. He had a array of beverage antennas, and the current net control for his perverted group is a guy named Steve. And then he makes mention of a fake Liberty net run by a deceptive individual using the call sign KAHJOY, that's me, who is actually employed by law enforcement and operates higher in the band. It's ironic that we are haters of Liberty. Well, that is a misconception. I don't want to give that pedophilia any time, but nope, this is the real Liberty Net, so it's amazing how some people can use their time up thinking that other people give a royal rat's rectum. With that being said, Mr. Reed, I'm going to come back to you for the 73 round. What are your final thoughts? KQ4, Echo November, KAHJOY.
Oh, gosh, I appreciate it, Bob. Let me see. Goodness. Well, I'd like to give kudos to Mark Meadows. He put his, his say-so on the line this week, and he made sure that, he's made on the record, Mark Meadows. I don't know what state he represents, but I gotta turn the page. I made some notes, but I really don't know what I'm talking about. Confound it. I'm mad at the media and what they did to you. You know, they lost the last four or five wars we fought. The media done it by theirself. And, you know, I'm mad at them, and they just keep going. And I like to, through my appreciation, but you guys out there are just jumping out and down happy, what you do. And I like to listen to you. Yeah, I don't have anything to say, Bob, other than just, just keep on. I stayed up. I thought y'all started like 8 o'clock, and it was like 10 o'clock, and y'all finally. So, I'm here, and I listen, and I thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, and I get my say-so. Hey, and my wife came in here. She came home from shopping and peeked her head in. I says, you're perfectly legal to say anything you want if you got something to say. And she says, well, I keep thinking, or whatever. But there you go. It's a free country, and this is the Liberty Bit. This is KQ4N. I'm in Moxville, North Carolina. You guys enjoy yourself. I sure appreciate you. I talk to you. KQ4N.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you for letting her pop her head in and say hi to you in the shack. That's nice. She can even say something if she wants. You could do as third-party traffic.
Yeah, I know. Years ago, I had my kids. I said, you can talk on the radio as long as I sit here. And they, it's just shy. But, y'all get heated somewhat. And she peeks her head in, and maybe she might have a say-so. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you.
Well, we would look forward to hearing from her. That would be great. It's interesting. My kids used to listen to the radios, and both of my children had VHF radios in their cars, and I had a commercial VHF license. But they really wouldn't talk on the amateur, and they weren't interested in getting their license. But sure enough, my son goes in the Marine Corps, ends up in communications, and walks around with his fancy radio with the long wire rolled up in his pocket. So he learned about HF.
So let me move on down to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, that net, you know, the funny thing is the Liberty Net's been operating on 3.995 for, geez, at least two decades. Before that, we were on a different frequency, and for reasons that involved the FCC and jammer wars and all that, we moved from a frequency that was slightly lower than this one, but this fake, they don't even operate on ham radio. That's the funny thing. They got some kind of fake net that's on the internet. They're not even broadcasting, and they call themselves the True Liberty Net, which is a loop of them. And I'm not going to say anything more. I'm just saying no normal person wants to get mixed up with those characters. If you have any care about your personal reputation, you ain't going to get within 10 miles of these clowns for all kinds of reasons I think have been alluded to already. But anyway, so let's get into a couple news stories. I found a website. It's called Free West Media. Looks like it might be good. I'm going to start checking it. They got they got Paul Craig Roberts on there. He's talking about economics and some other writers. And they got Ilana Mercer on there. And I know she's pro-white, so, but she doesn't talk always about race. She talks a lot about international politics. But anyway, this is the article in question. And this goes to show, you know, you've heard these people talking about how the Antifa is kind of like the Red Guards for the establishment, the corrupt establishment, you know, which gives them millions of dollars. I mean, these guys aren't operating on their own money. Half of them don't even have jobs. The other half are drug addicts or you know, they're just a bunch of bums, basically. A lot of them. And so they get a lot of money from wealthy woke tards. But they kind of function as the Red Guards of the establishment, because if you notice, they go out, they ride, they burn, they attack people, they shoot people, they beat people up, and very little seems to ever happen to them. They just, the police stand there while they're burning buildings and destroying things. It's like they got some kind of pass card. Well, I think it's because Antifa works as kind of like the armed Red Guard for the establishment. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's a headline. Antifa attacked train passengers medically exempted from wearing masks. Antifa gangs in Germany have started checking compliance with mask requirements on Berlin's public transport system and are assaulting those not wearing a mask. So now Antifa's enforcing Dr. Fauci's, Germany's version of Dr. Fauci. I mean, what more do you want? Anyway, it says this Berlin, they are also said to have thrown off passengers without a mask from a train, even though they had a medical certificate that exempted them from the mask requirement. Berliner Zeitung, a news outlet which belongs to the Springer Group, reported gleefully on this development. Accordingly, the self-proclaimed anti-fascists made themselves felt with the slogan Antifa Mask Control when presented with medical certificates of the affected passengers. They rejected those and instead assaulted them. The attackers told a journalist, quote, the certificates are probably not real. Now we have to do the job of the police, unquote. The train passengers were injured in the Antifa assault. Around 650 police officers were on duty to monitor illegal demonstrations and gatherings in the city. A registered car parade against corona measures was on the way through the city with Freudenfeld at lunchtime with 80 cars and more than 170 participants. Antifa thugs also attacked a motorcade. 11 men, 3 women were arrested, including for road abuse and assault. Well, I'm waiting for Antifa to try that because I expect there'd be some people that would probably pull out a pistol and tell them, here, I got your medical certificate for you. But they can get away with this stuff in Germany. Okay, here's another story. I don't know if you've heard about this one. There's a boy was murdered down in Florida, and they finally arrested a 13-percenter for the murder. It was a 14-year-old white boy riding his bicycle, and he was murdered. This 39-year-old black was arrested for the murder. Anyway, it says, at first the police, they said, well, we don't have any idea. It was just a random attack, no motive, nothing like that. Well, anyway, headline here off Fox News, it says Ryan Rogers murder documents suggest racial motive in teen's Palm Beach Garden stabbing.
White supremacy.
Semi Williams Jr., that's the guy they have in custody, has 16-page Florida rap sheet in addition to assault and battery charges in Georgia. Semi Williams, the 39-year-old Florida man brutally killing 14-year-old Ryan Rogers in Palm Beach Gardens, allegedly used racially charged language during the intake process to Palm Beach County Jail. Jailhouse records obtained by Fox News Digital show that on December 2nd, Williams allegedly fought with officers, called one a white devil, and suggested a motive behind the teen's stabbing death. While fingerprinting his left hand, I asked him if he understood the charges, Officer Michael McCabe wrote in an incident report. And Semi stated, yeah, murder because of what they did to black people about giving them syphilis, close quote. McCabe added that Williams' voice then became significantly louder, but what he said next was redacted. The suspect allegedly tried to break free from the officer's grip but failed. McCabe slammed him to the ground, and other jail guards helped hold him down until he complied with their orders. They placed him in handcuffs. Suspect said, if y'all didn't help him, I was going to whoop his ass, he said. Next, according to the incident reports, called him a white devil. Police arrested Williams in Miami late last month after he allegedly approached Ryan and stabbed him to death near an I-95 overpass on November 15th. Palm Beach Gardens Police Chief Clinton Shannon originally described it as a random act with no discernible motive. Ryan left his home on his bicycle around 6:39 that evening, according to authorities. When he failed to return by 10:30 p.m., his parents reported him missing. Court documents allege that Williams killed him around 7:30 p.m. Investigators said they found Williams' DNA on a pair of headphones left at the scene and Ryan's DNA on a bloody bandana in the suspect's possession at the time of his arrest. The teen had been stabbed numerous times in the head and face, according to the criminal complaint. In earlier interview with police, Williams denied any role in the crime. However, he allegedly confessed to jail guards during the incident. The redacted portion reveals more details about the confession, sources tell Fox News Digital. Williams is being held without bail on a charge of first-degree murder. A YouTube channel attributed to Williams showed hundreds of short cell phone videos in which he complains that he's stalked, abused, and harassed by members of the public and police, often accusing passersby of being secret police, racists, and cult members. The video often showed nothing related to the claims he makes, instead capturing scenes of passing cars, grass, and sidewalks. Well, anyway, there you go. A good-looking white boy murdered by a useless 13%er, and of course the mainstream media won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. And then we got Antifa going around beating up people because they're not wearing masks in Germany. So anyway, so glad to hear people checking in. And Bob, once again, excellent job as net control. Thank you for that. And I'm going to be getting out of here, but I'll be listening. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA-JOY Liberty Net, the true actual Liberty Net, not some garbage that somebody's, that ain't even on the air, is calling it. That's a totally fake garbage. It's not even on the radio. It's on the internet, and they're calling that the Liberty Net. What a load of crap. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA-JOY Liberty Net, the true Liberty Net, from KO4FE73.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE-KHOY. So Antifa is actually over in Germany, too, over?
Oh, yeah. I think that's where they started originally.
To say I did not realize that.
Yep, they're doing the government's dirty work, beating up people that don't wear masks.
Yeah, you made a good comment. Somebody here in America might show them their what their mask certificate really looks like. That's why we have a Second Amendment, and it's a good thing that we have it. And like I've heard on this frequency one other time, the people that want to take your Second Amendment away from you is because they want to pass laws that you would really want to shoot them for.
I'm thinking Angela Merkel.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Mr. Bill, KL4FE, riding along to the end. Let me jump down to Mr. Russell. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, what do you got for your final thoughts, over?
Okay, KK4WX, Southern Georgia. Thought I would read this little report here. Bad news coming out of Chicago. Some of you may have already heard it, but it's ridiculous. Just shocking moment retired. This was on video, by the way. The shocking moment retired Chinese restaurant owner, 71 years old, was randomly executed in Chicago as he went to buy a newspaper one block from his house. To shoot at face before getting out of his car to kill the retired restaurant owner. The incident triggered a lockdown at the Haines Elementary School. The voters were and where students witnessed the killing. Police arrested a suspect said, a short while later, and believe me, it's not to be right. The victim's family called a grandfather of mine, who was the epitome of the American dream. A 71-year-old Chicago man was executed a block from his Chinatown home in a suspected random attack on his way to buy a newspaper. A dramatic footage reveals the moment when the same guy and the fire engineer was walking by the Haynes Elementary School in Chinatown when a silver two-door car closed by. The unidentified driver, believed to be in his 20s, pulls out a gun and begins shooting Faye, who falls to the ground. The driver parks, steps out of the vehicle, and continues to unload his gun on the wounded man, killing him. Now this is from the epic time of the Daily Mail, rather. And I'm looking, and I'm looking at this. I'm looking, I'm scrolling down, and this is sad. This Daily Mail, it's unbelievable. They don't even have a picture of this. The arrested guy, but here it is. Here, I've opened up went back and opened up the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper. And the guy who's done the deed, let's see, his last name is Jordan. And I think I know I've read this before, but somewhere he's about 20-something years old or something like that. So here we have another senseless murder, and I don't care what kind of race this guy is. I understand he's a Chinese immigrant, evidently, that managed to live the American dream and open up his own restaurant. He was contribution to society and was a good man and retired, 71 years old, and it shows the video footage of this guy, and he just gets out of the car and walks up to him and just keeps on shooting him. I mean, he executes him. And for what? I mean, what did the guy do other than just walk down the street and buy a newspaper? Now, you want to see the picture of this Joyner guy. I would encourage anybody that has seen this that they need to open up an article to get one that will show this guy's picture. But I don't mean to say what description would fit. I'll leave that up to you guys to look at it, but it's just a shame. That's disgusting. And I'm not sure, but I think this guy's been in a lot of trouble before. This is normal. These people just keep on
getting into trouble.
Oh, I didn't have my power on. I just flipped it back on. That was kind of stupid. Anyway, I hope you heard me. I was operating barefoot on my 80-meter loop, so maybe the barefoot radio was doing okay. But anyway, this guy, he really looks like a real, real piece of crap. So look it up. It's a 71-year-old man was murdered. A Chinese immigrant was murdered.
owned his own restaurant and all. Just absolutely taken out and executed for no reason at all. All this now while this Jesse Smollett guy, of course, he gets convicted of trying to cause racial problems and everything else in line. I hope that guy gets, I don't know. I just hope he gets the maximum sentence, whatever that is. So, who knows, this Jesse Smollett trial, this may have sparked this other idiot. It, you know, this guy evidently, he doesn't have a whole lot of brains or whatever. It may have enraged him. Alfonso Joyner, that's his name, Alfonso Joyner. It may have enraged him, and maybe he just thought he had to go out there and just murder someone that didn't look like him. K-A-H-J-O-Y, back to you, Robert, and thanks for the running the Liberty Net. If all's willing and the Lord lets us, we'll meet you here again next Saturday night. K-A-H-J-O-Y from KK4WX. Over.
All righty, Russ. I'm glad you turned your amplifier on because I was straining to hear you. KK4WX, K-J-O-Y.
I heard everything. Oh, and Bob, I was going to blurt out something important, but I forgot.
Well, at the end, I'll give you a chance to do that. So, thank you, Mr. Reed. Let me go down and say hi to Miss Laura, N2JTT, and N2IRJ. And while I'm doing this, let me thank Paul for the recording. Appreciate you doing that each and every week, and we can post it. It's great for people to go back and be able to listen to the recording. So thank you, sir. Then I'm going to go down to Mr. Gary, Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-Ray. Mr. Gary, what are your final thoughts?
Okay, Bob, K-A-H-J-O-I-W-B-2-J-A-X. I think Robert, KB3-P-E-T, Robert, you hit it right on the head. The VA sucks bad. I mean, the VA is nothing but a front for these douche, well, excuse me, I shouldn't use that word either. For these crooks, they took over the VA and they don't do nothing really for the veteran. Anyway, last thing I got here is a website I wish people would go into and maybe get a little educated on what's going on up in the sky. It's https://www, and I'll spell it GEOENGIENGWATCH.org. It's a website that's been on the air for probably 20-plus years that I know of. And it's a warning to all of us to pay attention to what's going on above the sky when you see all these, the word is chemtrails, but it's aluminum, beryllium, all kind of spray shit. Nobody wants to talk about it that's in authority because they're the ones who are doing it. Anyway, that's my final thought. It's www.geoengineeringwatch.org. A very good, he's on every Saturday, and then Wednesday you can get him on PRN. K-A-A-J-O-Y-W-B-2-J-A-X.
All righty, Mr. Gary. Hey, since you're on NetLogger, jump on over there to the AIM window and type that in the AIM window and enter it, and it'll pop up and people can just click on it there, over.
Oh, okay, very good. I still can't get too used to this NetLogger. Appreciate it, Bob.
All righty, sir. Thank you. So WB2JAX, KJY, thank you for being with us. Last on my list is Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, your final thoughts.
KAXJLY-KE0RSN. Well, Biden's going to get into the real estate, make more laws for real estate. He's talking about he's going to end the corruption in the real estate dealing. If Biden gets into it, he'll get more corrupt. I haven't heard of anything that he has done yet that was really honest.
And that's right.
You can expect your new rules to be more money for Biden or some organization that he's going to get money from, because I can't place him to be a place of anything that would be illegal. He'll just have to make it the way he wants it, and then it'll be another corruption. That's my opinion. And I agree with just about everybody on the net tonight, but all I got to say to finish is you haven't seen nothing yet. Keep your powder dry. Over.
That's a good opinion.
Roger, roger, Mr. Moe, that is a true statement. Maybe he's going to change the rules in real estate to help his son that is such a wonderful painter. Over.
Oh, really?
Come again.
Maybe Joe wants to help Hunter, you know, with another avenue to be corrupt.
That's for sure. If he gets into it, why, no matter, he hasn't made an honest living all of his life. He's not going to change now.
KD0RSA,
back to now.
That is a true statement. He's been a crook the whole time. There's no doubt about it. And they catch him in so many lies. It's really sad. Well, let me see if I have any late check-in before I throw out to the last slot. Anybody late check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
Kilo 3 Alpha Quebec. Kilo 3 Alpha Quebec.
Kilowatt Delta 9, Quebec Delta Papa.
The second call, I got the Kilo 2 Alpha Quebec. What was the second call?
Kilowatt Delta 9, Quebec Delta Papa.
For some reason, okay, I got the Kilowatt Delta 9. I need the last one, please.
Quebec Delta Papa, QDP.
Alrighty, would that happen to be Rick in Illinois?
QSL, QSL.
Alrighty, well let me jump up to Mr. Howard. Mr. Howard, we're on the last round, but we'd love to hear your comments. Kilo 2, Alpha Quebec, KAJOY.
Yeah, Roger, I was making sure nobody else is speaking. Yeah, let me look at the ALC here. I could probably turn that up a little bit. Turn that up here, and there we are. Running an old FT-1000 here. Name is Luke. Luke Lima, United Kilo Echo.
Okay.
Correction on the call, it's Kilo 3. Kilo 3, and I know it's... The night is lingering on here, and we're getting further along. And so many things were expressed in the last half hour. I've been listening.
Take your time.
And I just wanted to, and I'll let you pass it around then, and if there's any more time, perhaps I can make some more comments. But you had, we're in Pennsylvania, incidentally, about 50 miles northwest of Philadelphia, doing your best, just running a low dipole without the amplifier. And we had some tempestuous winds here, incidentally. Our hearts go out to Mayfield, Kentucky. I don't know if anyone has brought that up, but what a sad, sad situation there. And unfortunate tragedy. But I guess, I believe everything's preordained. Everything's predestinated, preordained, but in our limited scope of knowledge, in our perspective, with our emotions, it's hard to see how any good can come out of that. But we think of the tragedy, the loss of life, 200 mile swath, I think two or a mile long, wide, it varies of course, and they just combed through that whole area. 75, was it? 70 or 75 people lost.
Right, he called on down.
So there's obviously, I mean, it's unprecedented. I think the storm that paralleled this was over 100 years ago. So, of course, it's a larger population. I was watching the footage, and I know this, I guess, yeah, this is current events. I saw the water tower. I was looking at the rubbish, and I said, that's the water tower. And I could see Mayfield written on it, and it finally dawned upon me, it actually blew over the water tower, so we should all see how they're doing there, and perhaps, definitely pray for them, which is most important, actually, and see how we can help some of those people out there. Very, very sad. And a lot of things were mentioned, and I wanted to say to you, I know the person that's writing those comments, depreciating you, disparaging you. Don't listen. Well, you can read them, I guess. It sounds like you. I think you're ex, or you're still involved in law enforcement. So you, amongst me, more greatly so, have an understanding of human psychology. You know, one thing I'll say about police, state police, local police, you guys really have a profound understanding of human psychology, and you learn what to acknowledge and what to ignore. And I've been a long-time listener, as they say on talk radio, long-time listener, first-time caller, but not the first. I used to talk to Vic quite often. First time, though, I will say, since I've checked in officially, since you have taken over net control operations due to the unfortunate way of W1WCR, we really miss him. He was quite a voice here on amateur radio, and also a technical individual who designed or made some very innovative designs for the beverage antenna. But I just wanted to say, the person that's writing those comments, I know exactly who he is. We've had some very friendly QSAs in the past, but he likes to make everything race-centric, ethnocentric, I believe they say. Everything is based upon that. And then
what's the matter with him?
But he had a couple of friends from one was in New Jersey. I don't hear him anymore. Frequency when Dick was using it. I mean, they changed over the years. And you have spoken to Vic, and I want to say you're doing a fine job. I mean, I don't. You would probably even welcome the station that's criticizing you to come on the frequency. One thing I want to say about you is you don't censor people. You let them talk, and I don't know. The net's been very, very smooth, and you're doing a stupendous, splendid job. That's what I wanted to say right now. Back to you. This is KHJLY, Kilo 3, Alpha, Quebec. Over.
All righty. I had it wrong. I had Kilo 2, so let me correct it. Thank you for jumping in there. I appreciate the flowers. And yes, it is a shame. Mr. Victor is truly missed. He was quite a person, quite a talent, and you're right. He wrote that book or had input into that book on the beverage antenna.
He did, and I have yet to try one. I remember first hearing Vic.
Was he paying you?
'94, '95, and he had a lot of.
Bob, turn it to somebody besides him.
You can read all about that.
I will the next time.
Now, concerning what's going on in this country, I don't know, has anyone brought up the situation, and I haven't been following it that closely, in the Ukraine, over?
Well, they did, but Luke, let me catch the other two new people that have jumped in here. So I'm going to clear with you, K3AQ, and I'm going to jump down and catch Mr. Rick, who jumped in here from Illinois. KD9QDP, Mr. Rick, your final thought.
This is my very first time I've dialed up the net here. I've been listening here for the last half hour, 45 minutes. I greatly enjoy what I'm hearing. It beats the hell out of cable TV, let me tell you that. Yeah, there's really not much more I can say at this point. I'm just flabbergasted here, and it's like a breath of fresh air, really, to be all honest. I'll just keep it short here. I won't bore you to death with what I did here, my daily diary or anything like that. So we'll keep it short. Thanks for getting me in here tonight on the net. Yeah, that one guy, boy, he's
really long-winded there, that's for sure. Well, I didn't catch your call, but I'll jot it down here.
Well, anyway, good evening to everyone here on this Liberty Net, I believe is what you called it there. But, yeah, definitely is lives up to the title there.
73, everyone have a good night, and I'll be tuning in again, by golly. KD9QDP.
All righty, Mr. Rick, thank you. Appreciate you jumping in here. Wednesday night and Saturday night, this frequency, same time, 10 p.m. We would love to have you, so appreciate it. KD9QDP, I'll put a card in the mail. Let me jump down to the other gentleman that checked in late, Mr. Clint from Eaton Rapids, Michigan, KC8EHR. Mr. Clint, what are your final thoughts, sir? Timed out, so thank you for running home and jumping on with us. Appreciate it. Hopefully your work 20 won't keep you as late next time. So with that being said, do I have any final thoughts before I close the window on the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
10-3.
K3AQ.
Final thought?
Yeah, there's somebody else in there too. Yeah, we're definitely in it here, and this is, you know, everything we spoke about in the 90s on the Liberty Net. Nick, of course, going back to the 70s, was child's play compared to what we're going through now. And we're looking at some type of world revolution, transformation. The New World Order is, in a way, floundering, but also resurrecting. The world is awakening, and we're seeing what's happening in Australia, the forced quarantines, the endless lockdowns, the persecution of anyone, and there's non-ending vaccinations planned. I think Israel is now up to 7. In this country, if you're trying to comply with the vaccination requirements, it's required that you have the booster shot. And we have to realize that the more we give in, the more control we give to them. It's like a fisherman or a fish. When a fish takes the hook, you're at the mercy of the fisherman, unless you can break free. One thing though, society has done is put the hook in their own mouth. It's a good analogy. You have to realize scripture uses the analogy, the illustration of fish. You shall be fishers of men. I was just thinking about that. But we have played along, and I'm hearing people all over the place. I've done this. I wore the mask. I sanitized my hands. I got the shot. I got the second shot. I got the booster. It's all going to end. It's all going to, but we realize that once totalitarians, despots, and it's more sophisticated, though, with what's happening now, you know, with a medical tyranny. Once they have this system in place, it doesn't go away by society just voluntarily complying. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And this is leading up to what is a mass depopulation, genocide, an eventual third type of industrial revolution, but it's going to be a digital type of revolution, which requires a reduction in the human population, an extreme reduction. Incidentally, I wanted to say something as far as ivermectin, very important. And we've been reading about all kinds of success stories, and I want you—I know you want to get off to bed probably. It's getting kind of late there, J-O-Y. There was a story, and one of many, one of very a lot of these stories. There was a American, Asian American. I don't know if he was Korean, perhaps, but kind of a diminutive man. But he was in his 70s, and he was suffering from COVID. He was lying in the hospital bed, the picture I saw, and tubes, he was intubated. He had bruises all over his face, because what they do if you're having severe respiratory problems, they put you in what's called the prone position. The prone position, which is on your stomach. They lie you on your stomach, or lay you, I should say. And he was lying on his stomach there for, they do 8 hours on your stomach, 1 hour off. And he looked terrible, absolutely atrocious. So his daughter found out about ivermectin. You can find the story, it's verified. But, you know, she had to sue the hospital. The hospital sent a lawyer to the court. You know, the strangest thing in this country. And eventually, she was able to get ivermectin to her father, and he had a rapid recovery. a rapid recovery. He went from being semi-unconscious to, you know, and not breathing hardly at all, except with the assistance of respirators, to walking in just a day or so. It's just a tremendous recovery. So we're hearing these stories, but we have such an evil regime in the medical industry in this country where everything is just protocol, mandates, do this, do that, get the vaccine. We don't care if you die or not. Just follow your orders, peons, and don't say a thing. So that was one story, and I wanted to get this information. Now, getting ivermectin is getting to be a challenge because there's such a preoccupation with the preponderance of medical focus is upon just getting the gene modification, this mRNA, which is causing severe, by the way, we are finding just report after report of death, of long-term health crises, of children dying. And another thing is, too, the stillborn death. The stillborn death rate is unprecedented, and it's being noticed throughout Canada and the United States. I don't know about the other countries, but what I'm finding out here is we had a hospital, incidentally, I should say we, humankind, a hospital, I think it was British Columbia, 13 stillborn children, 13 children born dead in one day, and the people were just clamoring, and there was an outcry, a ballyhoo over all of this. But of course, they always say it's a coincidence, maybe there was some poison or some pollution or something, you know. And the people are starting to see the stillborn deaths. Just look that up. It's, you know, town to town. Another one, too, was FIFA, the soccer league, the International Football League. FIFA or FIFA, I don't know how they pronounce it. It stands, it's an acronym for something, but it's the big football or soccer league around the world. 108, as far as I heard last, this is like 2 or 3 weeks ago, players and coaches and assistants and everyone involved with that whole thing have died of heart attacks. And I just remember, yeah, there was a football player that died yesterday. A football player that died, and I can't remember the team, if it was the Denver Broncos, 33 years old, just received a vaccination. But the stories are endless. The stories are endless, and this is genocide. This is human genocide. Oh, turn it back to you there. And one thing I wanted to say, if anyone's looking for ivermectin, it's called, I believe, alldaychemist.com. All day chemistry or all day chemist, you can probably find it, because sometimes when you go through the frontline doctor website, it's very confusing, confounding. But all day chemistry, I believe it is, .com. Back to you. This will be my final. This is Kilo 3 Alpha Quebec.
All righty, Luke. Thank you for that information. And with that being said, I am going to sum this up. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Oscar, and a Yankee. So as I close the window of this nice Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1 WCR, Mr. Victor, W9 FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GBA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, K21, no, K2IWN, Mr. Owen, and K I2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God be with our sailors, our soldiers, our airmen, our Marines, and our Coasties. And please, Lord, be over our first responders. With that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Oscar Yankee. Look forward to seeing everybody Wednesday night. Good night.
God bless America.
Good evening. He does a fine job. A fine job. Vic would be proud of the of the way he's
great job, Joy. Great job. As usual.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you for those roses, and I definitely do miss hearing this, Mr. Victor. All righty. I will clear with you guys. I'm going to go catch a phone call because the telephone's going to be ringing. This is KAJOY.
The chair's against the wall. The chair's against the wall. And John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. For those of you who know what where that's from, prepare.
10-6, N4ROQ, N4XYC.